Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia is on Indonesia's participation in BRICS aims to bridge the gap between developed and developing nations. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono has declared that Indonesia's participation in the BRICS economic bloc, beyond seeking economic benefits, also serves as a pivotal effort to bridge the differences between the interests of developed and developing countries in various multilateral forums. Speaking as a panelist during the Navigating Asia's Hotspot session at the 2025 World Economic Forum in Davos, Klosters, Switzerland on Thursday, January the 23rd, Minister Sugiono outlined Indonesia's aspiration to foster cooperation and collaboration with neighboring countries, regional allies, and the broader global community. In an official statement released by Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Saturday, Minister Sugiono reiterated Indonesia's commitment to advancing a constructive approach in its global collaborations, which includes active participation in the BRICS forum. Further, he emphasized that Indonesia's diplomacy under President Prabowo Subianto would continue to focus on ensuring the nation's sovereignty and advancing the welfare of its people in line with the mandate of the 1945 Constitution. Meanwhile, President of Timor-Leste, Jose Ramos Horta, who also participated in the panel discussion, praised Indonesia's diplomatic efforts and its instrumental role in supporting Timor-Leste's accession to full membership in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. In addition to his involvement in the panel on navigating conflicts in the Asia-Pacific region, Minister Sugiono also participated in diplomatic discussion on the Myanmar issue on Wednesday, January the 22nd. On the sidelines of the World Economic Forum 2025 in Davos, the Indonesian foreign minister held bilateral meetings with Yemen's Vice President Al-Darus Al-Zubaidi, Finland's foreign minister Elina Valtonen, and Saudi Arabia's foreign minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al-Saud. That was My Indonesia Today.